Hello and welcome to Growth Masterminds. My name is John Kutzier. Super pumped for this episode. Super pumped to share what you're going to hear in just a moment. We're talking about Triple M, media mix modeling, marketing mix modeling, and we're talking to the CTO of Singular, Aaron Friedman. And the problem with media mix modeling is, well, there are many of them, right? Onboarding, getting all the data, figuring out sanity checks, making sure that you know that you're getting good data, good results. Also knowing that there aren't external factors that are really screwing with you and messing up what you think you're getting from your paid and your organic marketing efforts. Lots of challenges. Turns out Singular has a really, really cool solution, a really neat product for MMM that answers pretty much all of those. And Aaron and I are going to dive right into that in just a moment. Welcome again to Growth Masterminds. Enjoy. Have we found the easy button for MMM? Hello and welcome to Growth Masterminds. My name is John Kutzier. I've never heard Triple M, media mix modeling, marketing mix modeling, described as easy. And even saying it right now kind of feels like a bit of a stretch, but we may have found the closest thing to an easy button in a new beta program from Singular. To dive in and learn more, we're joined by CTO Aaron Friedman. Welcome, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you for having me, John. Great to be here.
Awesome. Always great to have you. You're probably like, this is the fourth time. People are going to get bored. I don't know. Probably not, because you've got good insights. So that's excellent. Let's just ask the stupid question right up front. Have we found the easy button?
I think we definitely made it much easier. That's what I believe. And there's, you know, a lot of potential for even additional improvements. But I think it's with the technology advancements that we have, like we've had in the last few years, and all the investment we've done in Singular, I think it's definitely significantly easier than what we had, for sure.
So before we go into the details of why that's easy, why it's easier, what you've done, how it works and all that stuff, big picture, what's hard about MMM?
So I think if I try to break it down, anyone who played around with MMM is probably very familiar with the common challenges out there. Kind of starting from actually getting the data. So MMM is, you know, a very data science heavy type of methodology, and it's based on taking a lot of historical data and putting it in the model, building a model on top of it. Whenever you speak with any data scientist, you try to play around with it, they said, okay, the first thing you need to do is really prepare the data. And that's a lot of hard work. For MMM to be accurate, you want to make sure that you have 100% coverage and that you have a lot of history. And just collecting all these data sources, preparing them, making it, you know, formatted for the MMM to start processing, that can take ages. So I think kind of that's the first part to even start working, right? Then the next thing is really focusing on the iteration and testing of the data. There's a lot of consideration for accuracy or confidence in the results of the MMM. There are many methodologies out there, like techniques such as doing geolift or incrementality test, kind of find the ground truth is how it's called. There's a lot of, you know, parameters that you can look into, so like error metrics that you can basically measure to understand how close you are to the, you know, how confident the model is in the results. There's basically a lot of tweaking and iteration to do that. The next piece, if you're getting to something that you really feel confident about, is really the granularity. You know, it's easy to just like take a high level, easy. It's the first part to take kind of a high level metric and kind of figure out, I don't know, what's your total budget? How does it affect your total outcome? Maybe, or it's one thing. But then if you want to get more granular, think about there as like a country level segment, like a source breakdown, even deeper than that, then again, it requires a lot more data and a lot of more tweaking, like for each one of the segments that you're trying to process. And that doesn't even get me to thinking about any of the other external factors that might be affecting your numbers. So MMM has a lot of reliance on, you know, it's based on having as much information as possible on what's happening. So even if you know are the things that you've been doing that may affect the results, there's also the consideration of what else might be happening outside, like with your competitors, with the industry in general, that might be affecting the results as well. So these are extremely hard to kind of come by or collect to really understand, okay, what's the bottom line result and how accurate is it? So some of the examples of the challenges that we've been hearing a lot from anyone who really tried to play around.
This is making me tired already. I mean, like, this is definitely something that we need an easy button for, because none of those challenges are quickly solvable. You look like you could spend months gathering all your data and building your models and testing. And then you're like, what did I get from this? What did I achieve? Okay, so you didn't say off the top that you found an easy button, but you said that you found a way to make it significantly easier. How has Singular made it significantly easier?
Right. So I think we really wanted to, when we've designed the product, we wanted to rely on our strengths and our really differentiation in the market. So kind of at Singular, we've been for years expanding our data collection, like core product, which is really focused on getting the full coverage across any type of spend that you might have in your marketing mix. That's already been a core part of our product for years, right? So this has been our commitment to our customers to really collect any type of, you know, media channel integration, the Excel file, whatever it is. Like, we always want to cover 100% of your media budget. And that's core part of our product. And that also means that all of our customers get full coverage of their budget out of the box. It's already built in the product. More than that, we also have four customers of the historical data, and we can onboard also historical data for our customers. So this is essential, again, for MMM. I mean, it requires at least, you know, a year or 2 years of data to kind of start processing the information in kind of an accurate way. And, you know, if you have less than a year, then you can run some testing to calibrate the model. But definitely that's also the fact that we are already kind of the measurement and data platform for our customers means that we already have our historical data and we can input it pretty much automatically into the process too. Right. So we're starting from kind of the coverage and the historical data that is kind of already available out of the box for us and that all our customers can enjoy. Now, if we cover the data piece, then we're getting to the calibration piece. So how do you know whether it's like accurate or like how do you calibrate it? And, you know, we'll probably talk about it soon, but in any kind of open source framework that you're using, like Robin or like with MMM and such, you basically need to configure sort of like boundaries for the results, because whenever you run MMM, you can get like pretty crazy outputs. It can give you like negative numbers. It can give you like thousands of ROIs, like the numbers that don't make sense, right? And it's the job of the data scientist usually to basically put some hard-coded numbers to, like, you know, put those safeguards for the MMM to show them, okay, what's the general areas that they should be focusing on. Now, again, the advantage that we also have as an MMP is that we have additional data points that we can use for calibration. Like if, for example, you're running a digital spend that are part of your media mix, that's usually the case, you can actually rely on the attribution results, the direct attribution results, to kind of help calibrating the model, putting those boundaries, basically. So not providing the ground truth, because it's not necessarily the ground truth, but giving you those general areas of, you know, where the MMM should kind of focus on and help calibrating the results.
Basically a sanity check.
Exactly. And then if we get to the last piece, the last challenge, which is really, you know, impractical, typically for any data scientist who's trying to build it in-house, is what's happening outside of their existing efforts. What's happening with the competitors, say, what's happening in the industry. Something that as your own internal solution, no matter what open source framework you would use, you don't really have access to. So, you know, when using kind of the open source frameworks out there, they give you the option to manually input anything that you think might have an effect on your data, such as putting kind of important dates of holidays or like specific times in which things might have happened. But it's so binary and, you know, pretty simplified. Mm-hmm. The fact that we have a lot of data across many customers as part of our benchmarks data, we can actually automatically detect those trends and know per segment exactly what's the effect of each special date that they have. And it's from analyzing the trends in the data, you can actually see, okay, this date was actually Christmas. This date was actually Thanksgiving. This was when the Super Bowl happened, and how that has an organic effect on your sales without doing any work. It's just in the data itself. And that's a really powerful data point that can really optimize those models for your data science, basically.
That's so huge, because that's always been a question of mine when I look at MMM. You know, what if my competitor just unleashed this massive marketing campaign and they're spending tens of millions of dollars a month? And, you know, that impacts me, that impacts the market, and I didn't know about that. And, or what if something else happens? I mean, I've been thinking about that even with Meta releasing Threads. When you Google Threads on the App Store, when you search Threads on the App Store, Threads app from Meta doesn't come up first. At least it didn't for me yesterday when I tried that. There's a bunch of other apps called Threads, and there's one that says Threads, not by Instagram. So they've adjusted that already. But you can bet that when something like that happens, some massive event happens, 100 million people, hundreds of millions of people are doing something, that has an impact elsewhere. And if you can't see that, if you can't notice that, if you're blind to that external reality, your MMM is going to be less intelligent than it could be, right?
Yeah. And I think you mentioned the Threads launches and has an impact on other specific apps, and you're totally right. And you can actually see it, like when you look at those trends, it's really fascinating to see the effect of some of these on the results. Like one of the things we've noticed was the effect of COVID on the organic traffic across all the games verticals. So there was a specific date in like March of 2020, basically, if I'm not mistaken, in which there's like, you know, notifications about like the need to have closures in certain countries, not in all of them, but in certain countries around the same time. And you see from the trends in the benchmark that suddenly there was a significantly large increase of just organic installs across the board with varying degrees per country. So unless you know to input these per country, basically in your model, you might think that was an effect of your marketing spend. But in truth, that was actually an external factor that affected your results. So just seeing that is really fascinating to see kind of how it affects the outcomes.
Absolutely. A rising tide lifts all boats, right? And you think you're a hero, you're a genius, your marketing is amazing, but you might be under the mean. You might be under the average of this rising tide. And so you need to be able to tease out those impacts and then understand the true value of what you're doing. You mentioned a couple minutes ago, Robin, which is the open source framework for MMM from Meta. There's a bunch of other frameworks for this. What framework is Singular using? Are you using Robin or using some other technology? And what were your decisions that led to whatever tech you're using?
So we're definitely heavily inspired by Robin and by Meta and Lightweight MMM by Google. And there's a bunch of these out there. We've ended up, after like assessing all of these, we've ended up building our own model with some of the similar concepts. They both, we tried to take some of the advantages for each one, but we felt that there's some more customization that we can do based on our knowledge of the industry. Like the thing about the trends that I've just mentioned, which is a bit more of like a binary in Robin, for example, you basically need to decide on specific holidays. States, basically, and it's kind of like a yes or no kind of factor. Well, we saw that there's much more that we can input in terms of like specific effects that can be different per country, per segment. So we basically, again, use similar concepts, with our own time-weighted regression model and our own Bayesian model, kind of testing both and adding kind of the special, you know, flavors or inputs that we wanted to do in our own model.
That just underlines how valuable it is to have that other ecosystem data, right? Because let's say you input the holidays. Well, what's the impact? How do you know? You guess, you put the holidays in. But if you see the actual data for the downloads for apps that are in similar verticals or different verticals, then you don't have to guess, oh, it was that it was the 4th of July or it was something else. Something happened. The reality changed. The cause almost, I mean, it matters, but it almost doesn't matter. But reality changed. And then how are you floating in and around that change? Are you outpacing the competition or not? Super, super interesting. Talk a little bit about clients' experience so far. I think you released this in beta a couple months ago. There's obviously been clients who've been working with it and working on it previous to that as well. What are clients learning? What are they finding?
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing feedback, honestly. It's we've been really positively surprised of how kind of customers have been kind of reacting to this. And, you know, one of the kind of things that we wanted to make sure is, or the question we want to answer is, how can customers feel confident about the results? And really how, you know, as a customer, if you see kind of the MMM results and you also see the attribution results based on whatever scan, last click in general, then, you know, how would they reconcile between those two and like understand what to, you know, what to rely on? And we can talk a bit more about kind of the long-term vision around like hybrid measurement and how we think about this. But the initial reaction was so interesting to see because in many cases, there was like, we kind of opened it up for like first beta customers and show them the results. You know, some of the first feedbacks we got was, wow, that really aligns with the suspicions that we had internally about some of the differences between the channels. And it's been very consistent with these. And, you know, they might have a suspicion that a particular channel is being miscredited by last click based attribution and actually contributes more to the bottom line. But it's really hard to prove without, you know, doing kind of a specific incrementality test or like a Jarlif test. And it's not always easy in terms of the operational changes to really manage. But then you kind of see the results and actually see the difference between these. And that makes kind of the team much more confident that, wow, there seems to be a significant impact there. And instead of being kind of suspicious and kind of, you know, getting to the dilemma, oh, no, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to rely on, it actually makes them more confident that it's worth doubling down on testing that thesis, maybe really running that incremental test and see if it's driving better results. And that's been pretty consistent feedback across any of the beta customers that kind of tested it early on and kind of seeing new insights and making them either like realize some suspicions they had or think about things in a different way and saying, huh, that's actually very interesting. We've never imagined that might have such a dramatic effect. I think one of the cool things is for some of the customers who've actually have been playing around with MMM before, they've provided feedback that it's been so much work for them to get the data, maintain the models. And suddenly, you know, the first experience is basically getting those MMM reports out of the box. That's been mind-blowing for some of these, right? So kind of just, okay, fully automated. They didn't need to do anything. Just getting those initial insights, that's been really amazing. They can suddenly dive into the results and from there kind of think about how to reiterate it. But just solving such a critical pain point in just working, implementing MMM, that you've had fantastic feedback from these.
There's a lot to unpack in what you just said. First of all, I think you just said, yeah, there is an easy button. I'm not gonna let you comment on that. So I'm leading with that. but secondly, what's interesting is I remember the conversations, some in singular, some outside singular around Triple M a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, where MMM hasn't ever gone away. It's been around for a very long time, and there's been some push to do it here and there. And always kind of the input, the feedback that you get around the industry previously, let's say pre-ATT, was it's not worth it. We have what we need. We can optimize. Things are working. Everything is fine. Why would you go there? And what you're saying is that people who are using this and doing this are getting insights. They're getting value. They're confirming suspicions. In other cases, finding new information that's changing how they're investing in advertising, but also maybe confirming some of the things. That's super interesting. The third thing that you said that was really interesting, what I want to dive into right now, is there's been a concern, and we've heard it from some really high-end, really amazing, really experienced mobile marketers that I really respect, that when you have multiple measurements, what is true? It's the old question, right? When you have two clocks, you don't know what time it is, right? Because they're different, right? So you don't know which one is true. When you have one, you just accept it because it's the reality. It's the default reality. And what you said is that adding this type of measurement hasn't increased the confusion, hasn't made things harder. It's actually made things simpler. Dig into that a little bit harder. Where is this measurement methodology slotting in for clients?
Yeah, and I think it's a great question. It really connects with the strategy or approach that we've been writing a lot about and talking a lot about with the customers. And I think it all depends on kind of the expectations and the use cases that customers need it. If they're trying to use MMM to optimize their creatives or like sub campaigns, that's going to be very difficult. And I think some marketers who try these approaches for very granular optimization, the results were either completely off or like super, super specific to basically mirror the attribution results, and it just like didn't have much value. And I think that was maybe some of the different approaches wrong, in our opinion, the wrong approaches. And what we've been talking about is the hybrid measurement, is that there's a lot of data sets out there, including from the scan and privacy sandbox to the user level samples to the incrementality tests and MMM. And each one has different use cases. They should provide different insights to answer different questions from each other. So you might be using the best data sets for optimizing your campaigns or operational day to day, might be actually relying more on those digital last click based frameworks. But if you're trying to plan your budget for the next quarter or understand the holistic kind of contribution of your marketing efforts to results, last click actually has some disadvantages there, right? It's very hard for it to actually understand what's the effect of your influencer campaigns or the virality kind of effects or the cannibalism between those channels. And that's where actually MMM shines a lot. So when the customer understands kind of the different use cases that they should be using to MMM, things make much more sense. They actually see the differences in the results per channel, and they understand why they come from, what's the cause. So obviously, when you look at last click based, and if you understand the concepts of last click based and the biases that it has and the advantages that it has, and you compare it with the MMM methodology or kind of the channel more strategic level, high level, you would see some differences, but having that context suddenly explains things and actually enables you. Suddenly you look at your operational results also in a different light, right? Because you also know that you're missing some information that enables you to make better decisions, etc. So, if I try to summarize, it's all based on kind of the context of the use cases for each data set and using it with kind of the proper expectation, kind of understand that on the, and kind of tying it with the first question that you asked about like the easy button, with the technology advancements that we had, it's definitely easy, I would say, to get the results with everything that we've invested. The challenge is the educational side, the training side, the the mindset to really understand when to use what and how to reconcile these. And again, the first feedback that we've got really surprised us for the better, kind of the understanding of how to use each one.
Let's look forward. Let's look at the future. You've released the product in beta. Customers are using it. You're getting positive feedback. What's next? Are there more data points you want to add? Is there additional technology? I mean, everything is always evolving. So in some sense, that's natural and normal. But where do you see this going? Any big picture things that you want to add?
We have a lot of plans for this product. We feel it has tons of potential, and there's many different use cases and types of insights that the MMM reporting can provide. Some of these are things that we've already talked about, the hybrid measurement approach, the ability to compare between the MMM reports and others, and kind of helping optimizing kind of the reporting side and usability side for the different questions or use cases that you have. So that's definitely one thing that we're continuously investing in. There are also other utilities for MMM that traditionally hasn't been by different measurement methodologies, such as budget allocation optimization. So those are actually areas that the open source frameworks also have like great tools and great visualizations and reporting that we can also add to our product as well. Beyond that, like we basically want to continuously make it more and more accessible and easy to use across any marketer who wants to try it out. So those are some of the areas that we're thinking about.
Super interesting, because your first point makes me think like how you report, what that looks like when you come into your dashboard. That changes. That's changing and evolving, right? And also depending on who you are and what questions you want to answer. And also if you want to compare your last click versus your MMM, what's that look like? How's that work? It's apples and oranges, but it's apples and oranges from the same orchard. So you've got to figure it out. Lots of challenges. Super interesting and great that there is at least some part of an easy button for this notoriously challenging framework. Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, thank you for having me again, John. Always fun speaking here.